The United States has tremendous energy resources, especially if untapped deposits of natural gas and coal are included.
More than Saudi Arabia, more than Russia, more than China, more than Iran, Iraq, Libya, and Kuwait combined.
Jack Girard is president of the American Petroleum Institute. He told industry executives recently that the only thing standing in the way of U.S. energy security and the creation of thousands of new jobs is the reluctance by the Obama administration to open up oil and gas exploration.
Now they're talking jobs, jobs, jobs. We don't have no jobs.
If we drilled, then it would create more jobs for people.
The trade group has launched an ad campaign to make energy production an election issue. The group is also pressuring President Obama to approve a massive pipeline project that would carry 700,000 barrels of Canadian crude oil per day to refineries in Texas.
We are hopeful and encouraged that he will make that affirmative decision, thus creating 20,000 new American jobs immediately and facilitate the creation of another 500,000 U.S. jobs by 2030.
Environmentalists reject that argument. They say the nearly 3,000-kilometer Keystone XL pipeline would cause irreparable harm. Pat Spears represents a native tribe from South Dakota.
We're opposed for environmental reasons, primarily because of the risk associated with spills on the Keystone pipeline.
The API argues the $7 billion project would be among the safest in the world. But energy analyst Jeffrey Stiles says it's a no-win situation for a president facing competing pressures from unions and environmentalists.
The move to postpone the decision beyond the election seemed like sort of the best of both worlds, but I think now he's going to be forced to make a choice, and whichever choice he makes, someone's going to be upset with it.
On the other hand, Stiles says a robust domestic energy program could shield the U.S. from the impact of geopolitical problems in some of the world's biggest oil-producing nations.
Iran threatening to shut down the strait because of the actions that are being taken against them because of their nuclear programs. All sorts of different factors. There are issues in Nigeria as well. So, it's classic oil market volatility.
Oil prices have soared following angry protests in oil-rich Nigeria over the removal of fuel subsidies and after Iran's military leaders threatened to retaliate against economic sanctions by shutting down the Strait of Hormuz. The narrow passage is used by international tankers to ship nearly 40% of the world's oil. Millar Sega, VOA News.